Hello, my name is Zenaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I suppose so. I'm signed up with the Alabama Department of Health, and my question is, I'm 63, I'm on disability, I have several health conditions. Do you know when my group or myself might be eligible for vaccination?
You are 63 and you have severe medical conditions as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me check the allocation plan.
Thank you.
One moment longer here. My apologies for the hold. I'm just looking through the plan.
I'm sure y'all staying busy.
Yes, sir, indeed. We are pretty busy, but you know what? I always get a question that have not heard for the day.
Well, that shakes things up a little bit then for you.
Yeah, I like it. It keeps me from doing every regular routine.
Just the boring stuff.
Let's see here.
I used to be a nurse for about 30 years, and in medicine there is no boring days because, my goodness, every day is something different.
I was about to say, I bet being a nurse, it's something different for you every day.
Yes, I'm telling you what.
But it's like, oh my God, I didn't even believe this could happen, but it is.
Yes, expect the unexpected.
Let's see here. From what I'm looking at here, you should be included in phase 1C, which is basically what we're currently in right now. Because even though you don't meet the age of the 65 to 74, you do have a high-risk medical condition. And so it includes you within this group as well. So you are qualified now to go ahead and receive the vaccine.
I was going to say, now the issue is that I don't have a primary physician or anything like that, and so I don't know if that's the other piece of it, that I would have to get a paperwork or something saying those things or whatever. But I've been on disability, and they got plenty of my records on hand, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, since you are not old enough just yet, I would advise you may have to confirm that you do have those high-risk medical conditions.
Uh-huh.
Because if you register online, they'll advise you to age yourself up a little bit more, that way that you qualify, and then once they call you to confirm your appointment, that's when you're advised your correct age and that you're at high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just confirm that you have documentation as well.
Yes, uh-huh. I've got all kind of medical records and stuff here with me, of course, you know. But I just... Nurses and doctors, we don't make good patients, you know.
Y'all know everything.
And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a curse I have come to believe, because you can know too much sometimes, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but there's pros and cons with everything. At least sometimes you know, but sometimes you wish you were in the dark a little bit.
Yes, I tell you. I'm thankful God is who He is and all those things, because He keeps us from knowing things that He takes care of things that we don't even know about. And so
right.
That's the thing.
Even when we think we know it all, He knows a little bit more.
When God shows up, He shows out.
He shows out, and that's true indeed.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it. Now, do I need to go? Should I go back in there and change anything on my registration that, you know, this says my phone number and email address and those things, and then it doesn't let you say about any kind of specific, you know, health conditions if you're in a different age group than what's being done currently. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I would advise you should be fine because they are. What county did you register for? I'm sorry.
Marshall County.
Marshall County. Let me check here.
Yes, ma'am. Uh huh.
Let's see here. You should be fine. They should give you a phone call actually fairly soon to register. Now, I know it was a slight delay with mostly all of the county health departments. Their new stock of the vaccine took longer than what was expected, and so they had to do a few reschedulings for that, but they should give you a call to go ahead and set up an appointment. You're right on that cusp.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I appreciate your help and information, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Did you need any further help today before I let you go?
Nope, I don't think so. I appreciate it, though.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Public Health, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.